Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
Having problems with your love life? Then why don't you check out Loveline?
I really don't remember the exact end of it. He got, you know, kind of taken to prison. My cousin Chris would abuse me sexually and physically and verbally.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea because I've heard that it can cause dysfunction.
My question is, my girlfriend gets real angry with me when I say or do a thing that she disapproves of. She gets real angry and starts to hit.
Loveline at 10 o'clock, exclusively on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Don't you leave me no more. Oh, baby, baby.
Gainesville, KVNC Cambridge, KVNC Eden Prairie.
Now it's time for Love Line on Zone 105.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Carolla.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Whoops, here we are. Oh, Adam, it's off for a great start. Well, it's Loveline. Adam, will you use this mic over here? Here you go. Here you go.
There you go. And to be fair to the engineers over here at Westwood One, that only happens one out of every three or four shows where the show begins and the mic doesn't work. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew pounding on the mic over there. Listen, you guys are lucky I don't give a rat's ass about this show. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, from Whose Line Is It Anyway? The big hit show on NBC, hosted by ABC. Drew. ABC. Is it ABC?
Yeah.
Write that down. Hosted by, of course, Drew Carey, is Brad Sherwood is here. And Brad doing... doing comedy without a net, doing an improvisational comedy. Very difficult thing that only a few comedians can say they excel at, and Brad is one of them.
I'm just happy to have a working mic. Really.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Drew's got mic envy right now.
You're part of a very elite Westwood One fraternity.
66%, I believe.
Guys who have, right, the working mic. And you know what I like about improv guys, Drew? Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Smart? Uh-oh. Sorry. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to use it.
Well, wait a minute. This doesn't work.
Okay. Well, Anderson's a plum out of ideas. Thank God Drew doesn't contribute to the show, therefore he doesn't need a mic. As a matter of fact, Drew, I was thinking of getting you just a styrofoam mic so you can have something in your hand, feel like you're doing something. You know, like, you know, you get your kid that little fake phone when they're 3 or 4 years old.
Johnny Carson mic, though.
There,
I'm on.
Hello. All right, so what I was saying about Brad is he seems like a smart guy, so I see an easy show for me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm going to be toeing the line. Also, you can find him over at the Improv on Melrose every Thursday night with Drew Carey and Ryan Stiles. And I'm guessing...
every Thursday, all of you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Doing an improvisational jam?
It's kind of Whose Line Blue. We get to do stuff in a live club in front of drunk people.
Yeah, and use profanity.
Mm.
And I've done my fair share of improv, and I always enjoyed it, but I never enjoyed watching it. I was always uncomfortable watching other people do it. Because if they were good, I was jealous, and if they were bad, it was boring.
The truth is out.
Well, yeah. I'm honest. How effed up can I be? You know what I'm saying?
Very.
Brad also will be hosting Talk Soup coming up this Wednesday, day after tomorrow.
Yeah, then that airs like five times during the day.
Have they invited you back for that several times?
This was actually the first my maiden voyage.
They'll invite you back. Adam.
Don't F it up and they'll invite you back.
You've been invited back?
Yes, I have. Thank you, wise ass one.
No.
I have done it since we did it.
Yeah, you did it with Jimmy and then that was it. They had enough of you.
No, I did it with you.
Right.
And they had enough of me.
Oh, that.
And then a year later, they got desperate and wised up, and then Jimmy and I did it.
And then they really had enough.
Now they've wised up.
Okay.
So I didn't really mean to start a problem.
Well, I'm sorry. There was a little
talk soup thing.
Small debacle last time I did it, which was they. If anyone ever watches that show, Talk Soup, it's all written on a teleprompter, and if it seems like some of the people are reading, it's because they're doing just that. And I just didn't like to read the teleprompter. A, because
can't read.
I can't read, and B, because I can't read. So I figured, let's just wing it. So I told them to clear the teleprompter. To be fair to them, it was only about 44 times, maybe 45 times, and they never did it. And so I sort of yelled at them for not doing it, and they got their feathers out of shape. But that's all right. All right, so Brandon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a fun experience. It's good, and they generally have pretty good writing, and just sit there. Can you read?
No.
Ooh.
Okay,
that's trouble. Mm-hmm.
Pictures.
Brad, anything else besides the big Thursday night Whose Line Is It Anyway episodes? And not that there has to be, but am I missing anything?
That's the only thing I've got going on. Looking for work.
But how does that show work? I mean, Is it completely improvisational? Do you have any idea what's coming up?
It's absolutely improvised. We actually have a rehearsal that day, and we only have it for camera blocking. And the only thing we know is what order we may go into a game. Like, if all four of us are in it and one person enters, we just know who's going in first. We don't know any of the other suggestions.
And the show originated in England, mm-hmm. right? And was it on? Is it 10 years old?
It was on in England for 10 seasons, yeah. And I did three of the seasons.
That's
there.
Pretty good.
Yeah. It was a top-rated show there.
Like, you did three seasons in England?
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually did one in England and shot one in Los Angeles and one in New York. But the year I went to England, Ryan had been on the show for a couple of years, and it was like walking around with Elvis in London.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he's 6 foot six, and he's so famous in London. It was just unreal.
And is, what are we on, season three out here?
Yeah, this is the third season we're going into.
Because I know a lot about this show, Drew. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And Drew Carey, how is he? I've never
met
him.
He's great.
You never met him?
Have I met him?
He did the TV show.
Oh, Drew did the TV show? Yeah. He's a great guy. Very funny, very quick.
I remember standing in your dressing room with him.
Let me tell you a story about Drew Carey. Drew came into my dressing room shortly before. I don't know. I don't remember meeting him.
Oh, my God.
Was he on the TV show?
Yes.
What season? Last season?
Last year.
Oh, that's right. He's a delight.
He's actually, I always say, he's the nicest millionaire I know. He's such a generous guy. He took us on this big cruise this spring. It was amazing.
I just remember him. We were dealing with the usual fare at Loveline of some stripper calling in and being abused. And he's like, how can you be so hard on my friends? I can't help these people. Why are you criticizing them? Well, he took it very personally.
That's right. I remember that episode vividly as if it was yesterday. And you're right. Well, to be fair, he may have taken you on a luxury cruise, but MTV sent me hunting socks. One year for Christmas.
I got those gray hunting socks.
Yeah.
The gray ones with a snowflake on the bottom?
From MTV?
Yes.
Well, they're sending everyone socks.
You thought it was just you.
Well, wait, did you get two socks? Because I got two.
I got the left and the right.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I got to get my agent on the phone.
But the logo's on the same side of each sock, so you really don't feel like you've got a pair.
I didn't get socks.
You didn't get socks that year. You missed that. Well, you were a bad boy. You don't deserve them. All right. Stephanie?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
My mom and my stepdad kicked me out of the house because they said it's my fault that they were having sexual problems.
How is that?
What? Yeah.
My stepdad, he's an info and he blames it on me and my brother.
I see.
What, so, just the fact that you're present sort of breaks his stride?
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, do you think this went down this way at all?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Well, either that or I want to just, she's living with two psychotic parents.
Well, that's probably true, but I'm sure they cited other reasons other than you're distracting him when he's trying to bang mama. Now, what was the real reason? What are you doing? They catch you with some pot in your room? You acting out? You getting in trouble at school?
I've been suspended once. I've never done drugs. Never got drunk.
What were you suspended for?
I threw a snowball. I've never been a troublemaker.
It was in July, though, and that's where the trouble came in.
So what else was happening at home that upset this lovely gentleman so much?
He must have some problems. My grandma thinks he has some problems. I'm living with my grandma now.
I see. Yeah. And where's your real dad?
He's out of the picture. He doesn't pay child support. I've seen him a couple times here lately, but...
Okay. So your mom doesn't pick great guys.
Oh, no.
No, she picked another bad guy.
Yeah.
So now you're living with grandma.
Uh-huh.
And even though it smells funny in her house, she's sane?
Oh, no, she's really clean. She's really cool.
Right, okay. Good. Problem solved. Stay with grandma for a couple of years, study hard, and go off to college.
I was wondering if there was any way I could improve my mom's relationship with me.
With you?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't see how you can come back from this kind of a violation. I don't have strong enough words for this.
Sure, you'd be good on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
She let you down in a big way, and she is not standing
up. She's never been real good to me. Anyway.
All right, good. Let your mom.
She's good.
Let her come back to you, Stephanie.
Don't try to change her. Don't expect this relationship to be better than it is. Thank God you've got a caring grandmother, and really focus on taking care of yourself.
And listen, write your folks off. That's what I did. Do it early. It's good. It's very liberating. You get to do whatever you want.
Okay.
All right, don't piss grandma off.
Yeah.
Get your grades up and go off to some lesbian college, all right?
Thanks.
All right. So there's horrible parenting going on in this country.
They were the ones smoking or drinking.
Oh, almost undoubtedly.
I'm sure they're doing something, although I'm sure it didn't go down exactly that way. I'm sure stepdad didn't pull Stephanie aside and explain that you're screwing up my stride sexually.
Well, she describes him as a nympho. That's the adjective for your stepfather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing is scary.
Matt?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've never had a girlfriend or kissed a girl before, but I masturbate constantly, and I get cuts all the time, and I'm wondering if I'm doing it wrong.
You get cuts?
Yeah.
Where?
All over.
All right. You got to take that graduation ring off before you go in on yourself. I had this problem, too.
You mean you cause, like, a dermatitis? You irritate your skin so much that it starts to crack?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's just cuts everywhere on the top, on the sides.
Well,
hold on a second. I think he's full of crap.
Well, hang on.
Really?
Maybe using something that's actually reacting to have some sort of skin reaction.
You're not using Prel, are you, Matt? It's a big mistake I made in junior high.
Do not use Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, what are you using? Are you using a lubrication?
No, I'm not even using anything.
All right, why don't you get some lubrication happening?
But why is this causing it?
Well, you're doing it so often that you're irritating yourself. Okay, let me do this. We haven't spoken about this in about a half hour, but substitute your penis for your arm for 1 second. God, I wish I could do that. And you take your arm and you grab onto it and you just vigorously work it 3, 4, 5 times a day, every day, 20 minutes at a time. You know, just clamp your other hand onto your wrist and... You guys join us on side and really work that arm. And then, after about 3 months of that, look at your arm. See if there's a little chafing, some redness.
No hair. Cutting.
You've worn the hair off of that arm.
And that's thicker skin.
Yes.
Less delicate.
Don't be surprised when you misuse your penis the same way. Don't be surprised if there's some reaction. Stay off your penis for a couple of days. See what happens.
Lotion, lotion, lotion.
Yeah. I'm not a lotion man, and thank God I'm not. You know, there's a lotion window,
yeah,
for young men, and that lotion window opens about 14 and a half and slams shut about 15. And either you get on the lotion train or you don't. And I did some thinking about this the other night when I was drunk. I reckon I've saved at least $30,000 in lotion because I did not get on that lotion train at age 14 and a half.
There's so many times you're nowhere near lotion. You really have to...
Camping?
You have to go for free. Yeah,
you stay at a cheap motel? You know what I'm saying? You get hooked on that lotion, you become soft,
yeah.
Your penis becomes used to it, and you're screwed.
It's like having a lucky helmet or something for football. You don't want to...
Right.
Stuck at home without the lucky equipment.
Right. That is, it's like you become reliant on something, and now you can't function without it. This is the mistake I made with chapstick, by the way. I made it 20 years without using chapstick. Now I got to put the crap on 40 times a day. I should have never picked that chapstick up. Drew, you should have stopped me. You should have slapped that out of my hand when I picked it up.
This is the Armorall theory. And I'm glad you're a self-actualized masturbator. It's good.
Thank you.
Independent.
Nicole?
Yeah?
You're 17. What's up?
I have trouble being on top when I have sex with my boyfriend. Like, I have a panic attack. I don't know why. I kind of want to know what to do, so I don't anymore.
When you're on top?
Yeah.
Wait, you have a ceiling fan or something?
No.
What's... You know what I love about our list is they eat up my humor with a fork and spoon. You have a ceiling fan? No. Thank you. You understand how strong my ego has to be to come in here night after night and deal with this sort of abuse? Thank you. Okay, now listen, why are you on top? Because that's a sort of, you're in control in that position.
I know. And I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's all okay for a little bit. And then I just kind of freak out, and I start shaking, and I freeze up. And
if he's on top, you have no problem with that.
No problem.
Do you have orgasms?
Yeah.
You have them when
he's on top?
He's on top.
Yeah.
So why would you get on top?
Just something different. I mean, if I just lay on my back all the time, it's...
Is there some sense that something's going to happen that's unpleasant?
I don't know.
Have you ever had any difficulty, ever get bucked off a Brahma bull, or did a uncle force you to sit on him while he was drunk or something like that? Is there anything this reminds you of?
Well, I was raped, like, by my uncle.
Oh, boy, I got the uncle call there. And were you on top of your uncle?
No.
He was on top of you?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. See, okay, hold on. Let me talk to the boys. Brad?
Yeah.
Get a hand in for...
That's fine, uncle. Mm-hmm.
When a woman has been raped, oftentimes, when a woman's been raped, she doesn't like a guy getting on top of her, especially when the guy gets on top and sort of holds her legs and controls her and sort of dominates her and smothers her. So... most women have difficulty with that, especially someone who had this happen to them. But them being on top and having difficulty with that and having no difficulty on the bottom is strange, especially when the uncle was on top.
But there's also that feeling of intimacy. And maybe she feels, you know what I mean? People avoid that when they've been traumatized. And maybe
it's not more intimate when you're on top.
Right?
Maybe she has a hard time taking control to make herself have the orgasm. Like, has she ever had an orgasm in front of the guy by herself?
Right, where she is sort of instigated.
Because this is the next, this is like the closest thing to almost pleasuring yourself, using the man as a tool almost.
Nicole?
Yeah.
All right, when did your uncle rape you?
Between, like, I was 4 until I was 10.
So it was just 6 years?
Yeah.
And what's up with that? What? Is this your dad's brother, your mom's brother?
My dad's brother.
Is he in jail?
No, they didn't send him to jail. He pleaded no trial, so he had to go for an evaluation with a psychologist.
Pleaded no trial? I'd like to plead no trial.
No contest.
Sorry, Your Honor, no trial. But you're up for double homicide. Sorry, no trial.
Okay.
All right, so, boy.
Have you had sexual compulsions or anything like that as a result of this?
What?
Are you okay? Are you acting out a lot? Or are you in a stable relationship?
I've been with this guy for like 2 years.
Okay, and you're not cheating on him?
No.
Okay, and have you got some therapy for being raped by your uncle?
I've been in therapy since I was 10.
Okay, good. All right, hey, listen, Nicole.
Yeah.
For what has happened to you in your relative short life, you're ahead of the game.
Doing fine.
Stay in therapy.
Don't worry about this one position.
That's right.
You don't like it.
You're having orgasms on the bottom. You're way ahead.
Yeah, you don't like this position for sure.
It's just not fair to him.
No. Cut that out.
No.
He's fine.
Is he complained?
No.
All right, there you go.
He's lazy.
Leave him alone. How does that work? And I know I bring this up all the time, but
damn,
I cannot.
Where did that come from?
Well, that comes from being having your uncle get on top of you for 6 years. But how does that work? I have two nephews, and I've only effed one of them so far. But how does that work? Where you look at your brother or sister's kids and go, "Hey, there's a piece of ass. I got to get some of that."
They're looking at a kid, and the problem is that relatives' children are more
accessible.
Which is so insidious and dangerous.
Right. Yeah. And so, Brad, you bring up a good point, and I never really see... always thought of it as an F-U to your brother or sister. It's like...
No.
I know. Well, it is, but it isn't.
Yeah.
It's like,
in the end, it is. Yeah.
I like 5-year-olds. I don't want to go across the street to the schoolyard. I got one being dropped off at my house that I watch between noon and 4 every day. I'll just do this one.
And I've got one I can manipulate. He cares about me.
Tell
him you would destroy us if you tell anybody.
It's completely predatory. You know, it's predation in a world where that's such a taboo that the most insidious way to do it is where you can't be caught. So it's, you can't sit in the car and abduct people, so.
Brad knows a little too much about this.
Yeah.
That's why I have a panel van.
Yeah. Got a panel van and
a cooler full of ice cream.
He's got an anklet that's going off right now. I think he's out of range. Yeah, you guys on Whose Line Is It Anyway deal with auto molestation and rape suggestion?
Those usually get cut out of the show, but that's usually where we go. There you go.
I need an occupation. Rapist.
Pedophile.
I heard rapist first.
What rhymes with pedophile? I gotta do a song.
Okay, and you're a clown. Okay, pedophile clown, or was it rape? Rapist clown. And what's his motivation? He has an erection. All right.
And too much room in his crawl space.
And lights out. Sarah?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was wondering, what do you take Xanax for?
Anxiety.
And what's more, Valium or Xanax?
Xanax is more addictive. It's shorter acting, a little more powerful.
Oh, really?
What do you mean?
Can you grant me some of that?
What do you, why are you interested in shorter acting?
I'm a busy man. I don't have time to hallucinate more than, let's say, 8 hours a day.
So, Sarah, it's you're 15. How much do you weigh?
130.
Yeah, so it's not something you should be messing with.
I don't know.
Highly, highly addictive.
I think Valium has a little more punch than Xanax. Yeah?
Depends how you look at it.
Why don't you give me one of each, and I'll do one of those blind taste tests.
Since of intermediate acting benzodiazepines.
Well, and I'll eat a saltine in between to cleanse my palate.
We replaced Adam's regular Xanax.
Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
All right. There you go. Don't take anything.
If you're taking a lot of it, are you stealing it from somebody?
Yeah.
And you're taking a bunch of it?
To parties and stuff.
All right, well, it's just on Thursday and Friday.
It's a drug that if you take even moderately large doses for a few days and then try to stop, you'll have very intense withdrawal and possibly seizures.
Hey, Sarah?
Yeah?
I didn't get into the prescription meds until I was 34, 35, okay?
So
you got another 20 years to go.
It's until I was stuck in a room with you every night.
That's right. That's
pimping
right.
me.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You should be drinking, Boone's Farm at the park or wine coolers in a van at
this
stage.
Nice advice? That's nice.
At 15. You shouldn't be doing, I mean, what are you, one of the Gabor sisters? You're 15. Stay off the prescription meds, all right?
Valley of the Dolls.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Brad Sherwood's our guest tonight from Whose Line Is It Anyway? We will take ourselves a little break. We'll come back. When we do, we'll speak to Chuck, who's 28, only gets turned on when girlfriend puts on Catholic schoolgirl's outfit. Oh, that's
me funny. Too.
After this.
Oh, yeah, everybody now.
Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
At Geico Direct, our mission is clear. Like a butcher sharpening up his meat cleaver, our job is to cut the fat. Not pork loins or prime ribs, mind you, but car insurance bills. You could save 15% or more with some of the leanest rates possible. And we throw in a few extras, too, like complete 24-hour service. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. It's the filet mignon of car insurance at a hamburger price. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at GoArmyReserve.com and hear about jobs in medicine, aviation, or telecommunications. The Army Reserve Job Bank has many jobs in your area. Just plug in your zip code and you'll find listings for everything from PCs to MPs. Serve as little as 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. Learn skills that can help in college or a career. Sound good? It is. Visit the Army Reserve Job Bank at GoArmyReserve.com. Paid for by the U.S. Army Reserve.
Well, we can all feel a little better about the world we live in. There's now an adult bookstore in Minneapolis that doesn't make you feel like you've walked into a sleazy dungeon complete with sticky floors and 20-year-old merchandise. They're called Lickety Split, and recently they were chosen by City Pages as the Twin Cities' premier adult book and video store. But you probably knew that. After all, adult entertainment is the in thing these days. And Lickety Split is a big reason why. The store is extremely clean and well-lit, making you feel comfortable while you shop to satisfy your wild cravings. They have an extensive collection of magazines, toys, and videos, including novelty items for everyone. Lickety Split also has an excellent collection of sexy clubwear and dancewear for amateurs and professionals. Open 24 hours, Lickety Split is located next to Rick's Cabaret at 251 3rd Avenue South. Parking is convenient and nearby. Let your daddy's dirty little bookstore rest in peace. Lickety Split is the adult adventure store for your generation.
Do this? Hello, parents. Hope you're cool. Give advice for back to school. Get our haircut at Great Clips for CD ROM of Freddy Fish.
Great Clips, Great Clips. Oh, I love the great looking hair and a Freddy Fish CD.
Now's the time to get your back-to-school haircut at Great Clips, because for a limited time with a kid's haircut, you'll receive a free CD-ROM of Freddy Fish 3, The Case of the Stolen Conch Shell, from Humongous Entertainment.
Freddy and Luther solve mysteries, go on adventures on
under the sea. So come to Great Clips, get a cool haircut and a free Freddy Fish CD-ROM adventure.
Get your Freddy Fish CD-ROM free right now at Great Clips.
Only with a kid's haircut at Great Clips. Guaranteed satisfaction, guaranteed style. One for household for limited time while supplies last at participating salons.
There are over 100 Twin Cities area locations. Call 1-800-GREAT-CLIPS for the salon nearest you.
Hey, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'd like a super burger with extra ketchup.
Extra ketchup?
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when you're putting the ketchup on, just put a little more on.
Oh, now you're calling me a little moron?
No.
Listen, just because I didn't go to Dunwoody Institute like some of my friends
what?
Who now have interesting careers and high-paying jobs, that doesn't give you the right to call me...
If you want the kind of skills that employers are looking for, Dunwoody Institute is the place for you. It programs in fields like computer networking, engineering, drafting, and machine tool and die. Learn the skills that will put you in demand.
Just be a little looser with the ketchup, okay?
Well, now I'm a loser?
No.
Because I chose...
Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Visit Sensorland, an interactive display designed by the Dunwoody Automation Technology Department in the Wonders of Technology building at the Minnesota State Fair, August 24th through Labor Day. Play with sensors and earn a certificate of achievement with your photo on it for navigating sensor land. We'll see you there.
My sex drive started getting weaker, and eventually I lost my ability to perform. I felt humiliated, like less of a man, and like I was a huge disappointment to my wife, Deborah. But then I discovered Progenis, which is an amazing new all-natural breakthrough that boosts the male sex drive and sexual stamina and restores sexual ability in men. With Progenis, my life has changed completely. Right away, my sex drive got stronger. I was able to perform sexually, just like when Deborah and I first got married. But even better, I have more stamina and my sex drive is really at full throttle now. It's like Deb and I are newlyweds again. And Progenis boosts my performance naturally without surgery, drugs, or having to go to the doctor. So it's totally private and completely safe. And the best part is, it works.
Call now for your risk-free 90-day trial of Progenis. Plus, get a secret bonus video free with your order at 1-800-572-5758. That's 1-800-572-5758. Call now, 1-800-572-5758.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. Though the Goo Goo Dolls have toured for nearly 2 years behind their smash album Dizzy Up the Girl, the group will head out one more time for a good cause. The group have announced a handful of dates where they will involve USA Harvest in collecting food for the needy. The group previously recruited USA Harvest for their March 1999 date. The organization helped the band collect over 600,000 pounds of food. You can catch the Goo Goo Dolls along with Tonic at the Minnesota State Fair on Wednesday, August 30th. Stay tuned to Zone 105 to win free tickets. The Zone Files from Grumpy's Bar and Grill and Alternative Classics Zone 105.
I'm Brian Oak.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105. This morning we learned of the crazy nude man who broke into the family home, made himself a little breakfast, and then went into the bathroom, locking the door behind him to take a shower.
Only in New Jersey.
Excuse me, Mr. Nude.
I'll be out in a few minutes.
Could you not touch anything in there? Please?
Yeah, almost done in here.
There's some clean towels, but I prefer you didn't use them.
Do you, have any Tegrin?
Get out.
Do you mind if I loofah?
The most music in the morning. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Hey, Anderson, can I get a longer mic cord in here when you get a chance, buddy? Thank you. So I can't lean back. You know I like to doze off in the 11 o'clock hour. Brad Sherwood is our guest tonight. He is from Whose Line Is It Anyway? ABC, 8 o'clock and 8:30. Man, that's a lot of prime time. Thursday night, ABC number one network now. Yeah. And you remember just the Seinfeld days just a few short years ago when it was like NBC was just destroying everyone, and I think ABC was probably last, and it was a big, it was like, what's going on with ABC and what's going to happen?
I thought CBS was killing everybody with all the reality stuff.
No, ABC, number one.
Huh. Thanks to Regis.
Number
one. Oh, right.
Number
right
one. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's fantastic news. And that's why I'd be bad working for one of the networks, because when we were last, I'd just go, hey, everyone relax. A couple years, we'll be back on top again. All right, let's all go home. All right. Oh, I see. Okay, I'm going to take Drew's mic. There we go. Yeah, Anderson.
And
looking good, buddy. Oh,
couldn't have figured that one out.
All right.
That's genius. What a technician.
Chuck, you're 28. Yeah, what's up with your girlfriend, the Catholic?
She says I got a fetish. I just want to know what that is. Like, I get turned on when she puts on a Catholic girl skirt.
Well, fetish,
that's fine.
Really technically means you have to have this. You have to have some sort of behavior or some sort of object to focus on in order to function sexually.
I don't really need that, but if it comes along, game on. You know what I mean?
Right. All right, Chuck.
Me too, Chuck.
There you go. Do they have a Jewish schoolgirl outfits and gauchos and a headset for going to some braces? Or what is the... Do they have Jewish schools, right? Do they have uniforms?
I'm sure.
Well, if you can get your girlfriend to shave her head and then wear a wig, it's kind of a...
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I'll tell you, those Hasidim, they got some great rules. No shaving. It's all... Yeah, let me tell you something. I know we've discussed this before. I don't want to offend any of our Jewish friends, but all of this... I went to one of these temples, like the hardcore Hasidic temples, to make fun of them during the day, like on a Tuesday at noon. All their stuff is based around not having to go to work and not shaving
and eating
and not changing their clothes. You never see a smellier, hairy bunch of fatter guys in your life. And it's like, it's noon and it's Tuesday, and I'm going, hey, why aren't you people working? It is forbidden. So I was like, hey, this is great. How do I get in on this?
But you don't mean to offend.
Yeah. No, I don't mean to offend, but listen, it's like, here's the deal. It'll be illegal to shave. Good. We'll eat all the time. Great. And no work. Fine. Well, I'll just hang out. These guys just hung. It's like a clubhouse for guys who don't want to shave. It's a club for guys who want to eat and not shave. It really is. It's smelly stuff. It's like, hey, I'd like to work on Saturday, but I can't use electricity, so I got to hang. It's really genius. How do I get in on that, Drew? It really is. It's great. Where am I going over here?
Five.
You got one? Oh, man, do those guys smell. Is there anything about bathing
Five.
In that religion?
Five.
Or is it just no shaving? Marie?
Yeah?
You're 28.
Yes.
What's up?
I just wanted to know, I've heard other callers call in and ask about, or tell you about that, when they used to see their moms change when they were younger, they'd have some weird sexual thing when they were older.
Wait.
We don't get a ton of that.
I've never had that.
I listened to it last week, and one guy, I can't remember who it was, a couple weeks ago, called in and said that he used to have fantasies on about his mom or older women because he said his mom used to change in front of him when he was younger.
As I recall, he was sexually abused by the mom.
Oh.
Or the grandma, if I remember even right. Remember this one?
No, I remember him just saying that he changed.
No.
Changing.
No.
But regardless of the fact, my son is, like, overly aggressive. I don't know. I don't know if little boys are just like that, but he does like when I change in front of him. I mean, I don't normally do it, but when he does, I mean, is that going to affect him when he gets older?
No, it's normal. You don't want to shame him. You don't want to...
Oh, I don't. But I kind of say, okay, well, I need my time in here.
Yes, you need him to understand that this is your body.
He's 19, by the way.
I understand. And these are your private areas, and there's boundaries and this sort of thing. But
now, when you say private area, do you point your groin?
No, I mean, if he starts pulling or poking, or what kids do, they'll do that.
Oh, really?
He just not. This is, you know, it's mine.
Well, he always wants to, like, he's overly affectionate. He wants to hug or, you know.
Why is that overly affectionate?
Well, not overly affectionate. I'm just saying, like,
he wants to hug.
While she's naked.
No, I mean, when I'm half naked or something.
I see.
He's four.
Okay, you're
four. That's fine.
He's four, right?
Right.
Like, don't freak him out. And what do you mean about overly aggressive other than wants to hug?
Not overly aggressive. I'm just saying he just is very.
How is he
He just likes women. And if somebody's got pantyhose on, he'll rub their legs. And
how is he with other kids?
Oh, he's fine with other kids. I've got other children.
Right,
okay.
They go through a phase between now and about six where things are sort of there.
Yeah.
All kinds of interesting things happen.
He's never asked you for a reach around or anything like that?
No.
Okay, you're fine.
That phase will stop when he's about 47.
19. And, you know, it's interesting, my kids were in pre-kindergarten, that's like four or five,
Free kindergarten.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. The fact that they go to a school disturbs you.
You know how I feel about reading.
I understand that.
Poisons the soul.
Yes, indeed. I mean, my kids read better than you now.
I know.
Think about
scary.
That.
Scary.
Somebody should be put away for having ill-served you.
Believe me, I'm trying to get my parents put away.
Right.
I've been working very. You know how a lot of people, like Elvis, they go out, they make a lot of money, and they buy their mom a car? I'm trying to have my parents institutionalized. I'm trying to punish them. I'm trying to use my money and resources to punish them. Yeah.
What was I saying?
You're talking about the pre-kindergarten.
And when the kids,
Drew actually had a college professor put his head up his wife's vagina before the kids came out and, tried to teach them Latin in the second trimester.
That's quite a visual. I hope he wasn't wearing the mortarboard.
It's a triplet, mind you.
It's a triplet. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it was a bitch getting that chalkboard up there. I'll tell you, that was the tall order. None of those trips are going to make more than $35,000 a year.
And when they they were asked to draw pictures of family, a lot of these kids drew these parental figures with genitalia. And big belly buttons and things. They're very, lots of preoccupation with this stuff.
Why can't they go back to drawing Nazi half tracks like I did when I was 5 and 6 years old? I was very enamored with the idea of a car that had wheels on the front and tank treads on the back.
Oh,
remember those Nazi
half
tracks?
Right,
maybe I watched too much Rat Patrol or something, but everything was a half track with the swastika on the side. It was there was something very alluring about the German army of World War II when I was 5, 6 years old.
Boy, and tank treads were easy to draw.
Speaks volumes, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeep?
Hey, Adam and Drew.
Yeah, hey, Jeep, yeah, I was just talking about your close cousin, the half-track.
Oh, sure. Hey, Adam and Drew, you're both geniuses. You got to know that.
Thank you.
Anderson, you're very funny, even though you only talk through sound effects.
Yeah.
And what's his name, Doug?
Brad.
You're hilarious on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Thank you.
Good. You watch that show?
Oh, yeah. Watch it all the time.
Coming up this Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watch the British one every once in a while, too.
Oh, is that on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Doug, but it was on the British.
Doug, I'm sorry.
No, you're right with Brad.
I was?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Brad's just yanking your chain.
All right.
What's up?
Okay, well, actually, I lied to the screener person, so I'm sorry. But I just wanted to let you know, you're a millionaire, literally. And I just wanted to let you know that everybody really appreciates...
Whatever.
Really, everybody really appreciates what you do.
Where are you calling from?
Seattle, Washington.
Oh, interesting.
And I was just...
You know what's interesting about that? Is that in that part of the country, when we travel up there, people literally come up and go and touch you and go, I appreciate. Literally, this is what they say, I appreciate you. Nowhere else in the country they say that.
Yeah, they're much more aware in that part of the country. I mean, whereas you travel around and people see us and they go, hey, you're funny, or they give us one that says, my favorite, because they pull us apart, they pull us aside at the airport and they go, you know what I love about your show? You're like the smart one. You're like the doctor. You're giving out the medical advice. And you're the funny one. And I'm like, hold on, let me grab a pad and paper. Let's see.
They really pulled the rock over and looked at the bugs underneath, haven't they?
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I'm the doctor. No. You are the doctor. You give out the advice. You're like all serious. You're like all serious guy, like, well, and it's always funny, really stupid guys try to use examples about medical terminology, because, like, you're the one who's like, well, you got a, you're serious. Okay, you're a serious doctor guy. And you're like cracking jokes. And he's like talking about medical stuff while you're making jokes. And that's what I like about the show. And I'm like, fantastic.
That's a formula that just might work.
Right, but if you go to Seattle, and I do agree with Drew on that.
Northwest, yeah.
They go, hey, I think it's great what you're doing. I think it's great that you're trying to make a difference.
Yeah,
they
look in the eye and they say, I appreciate. The word appreciation comes out repeatedly. You go into, like, the deep Midwest, and the reactions are quite different.
You're the doctor.
No, that's where, oh, my God, Susie, come over here. And then you talk to them for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Hour 45?
Talk to them for an hour, and then you go, my plane's leaving. And they go, okay, Your Highness, go back to Hollywood and have fun with your royal friend.
Oh, you gotta leave now.
Yeah, I see. Have fun on your velvet-lined toilet seat, your gold-plated toilet. And you're like, hey, honey, I talked to you for an hour.
And you're sitting there with your blue plastic boarding card for Southwest Airlines.
Alex?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I came home tonight. I walked in. The door was open because it's hot out here in L.A. I walked in.
I already don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. Yeah, already. It's a little too much.
I don't even know what your question is.
A little too much laugh in the voice.
All right. So it's hot in the door.
I walked in the door. Yeah. Like, my mom and her boyfriend were, like, making out, getting ready to get busy and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, I just freaked out. Mm-hmm. I climbed in the back, through my window.
Right.
I just closed the door and I turned on the music real loud. What's the way to let them know I'm here? And I don't know what to do. Should I, talk it out of my mind? Should I freak out about it, or what should I do?
Well, what's the deal with her boyfriend? Is it somebody she's seeing regularly?
Not really her boyfriend. I just called her boyfriend, but they got married, a couple months ago.
It's her husband.
So I'm not used to it.
It's her husband. So you're pissed off that she has a new husband, right?
Well, kind of.
Yeah. Where's your dad? Where's your dad?
We see him once in a while, but he's kind of stubborn and he gets pissed off over everything, so I don't really talk to him.
All right. Well, listen.
I see a pattern.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's your job.
Not to get pissed off
your
over
mom's,
everything.
Your mom's remarried. She's got a new man. Don't cause trouble with him.
Or your own life.
I'm sorry your real dad's not a great guy, but that doesn't mean your stepfather's a bad guy. And don't take out whatever feelings or anger you have for your real dad on your stepdad. And you don't become one of those angry, pissed-off guys like your real dad. There's no way to go through life unless you can parlay it into a radio career like I've done.
I'll try that.
All right, so listen, Alex.
Yeah.
Don't be an angry guy.
All right.
Cut this stepdad some slack.
Your feelings are okay, but realize where they're coming from.
The step-parent gig is a lose-lose situation because the fact that you're there means real mommy or real daddy hit the road. And now you're screwed because you come into the picture and the person already has it in for you because they look at you as replacing real mommy or real daddy. And these real parents, the biological parents, which are worse than the step-parents, and they make them better.
But the step-parent is the constant reminder that the reunion fantasy can never be fulfilled.
Right.
I had a lucky step-parent thing because my parents divorced when I was about one, so I didn't have the fantasy of what my father was like.
Yeah.
So my stepfather came along, it was like, oh, dad. Someone in the house.
And it was always dad, right?
So, yeah.
Did you call him dad?
No, actually, I still call him.
After all, he pursued a career in comedy, so it can't be that good.
You call him by his first name?
Sure.
Call him by his first name?
Yeah.
What was that?
Cliff.
Cliff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good name. That's a good guy. Cliff. You can't go wrong with Cliff.
You work in the garage?
No.
He was an artist.
Oh.
No. My real dad.
A real dad's an artist.
Yeah.
What was Cliff?
Engineer. Civil engineer.
Yeah. That's good, too. Did he have a garage?
Not really.
Yeah, I see. Cliff's weird because it's not really a wrenching name, you know. On the other hand, there's a civil engineer. Civil engineers, what's that like? Like, we have so many A-holes living in a certain thing, so we need so big a sewer line built in this area and so much power going to it.
And here's a beautiful strip of land that a lot of people would like to live on, so let's bulldoze it and create roads.
Right. All right.
Get into little lots.
Let's kill some Indians. That's basically how it works. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Brad Sherwood is here. We'll be back, and when we do, we'll speak to Randy, who's 23. Every girl he dates ends up hating him. We'll be back.
Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
An increased need for entry-level to experienced IT professionals is the perfect opportunity for you to upgrade your skills and increase your earning power. Go with the experienced hands-on training leader, Premier Computer Education, a Microsoft-certified technical education center with facilities in Edina and Roseville, only with Premier's exclusive hands-on live computer network labs where you find a learning experience that prepares you for the real world and industry certifications such as MCSC, MCSD, CCNA, OCP, and more. Tailor a learning plan with Premier staff to include real-world projects with the latest skills in
on-demand computer networking with Windows 2000, Cisco, e-commerce, web development, programming, Oracle, and more. Premier's flexible scheduling puts you in charge of your training schedule and offers 24/7 technical lab access and online learning. You can start today.
Check out Premier this Thursday at 6:30 for IT Career Night. Call 831-2960. You'll also meet Premier staff and real-world IT recruiters. Go to premiertraining.com or call 831-2960.
Get ready for the gifts and prizes of Freedom Value Center's 50th anniversary celebration. Buy any Pepsi product and you're on your way to an anniversary gift of free gas.
Hey, just a minute there. Are you saying what I think you're saying? I can get gas for free?
That's right, dude. $5 worth of free gas just by saving Freedom Value commemorative stamps. When you have 10 stamps, stop by, unscrew the cap, and pump in the gas. No charge. Each time you save 10 stamps, you get more free gas.
Hey, did you mention something about winning a Chevy pickup?
No, but I will now. Freedom Value's grand prize is an S10 Chevy pickup. Stop in for details. While you're there, check out these anniversary super specials, too.
To further celebrate their 50th anniversary through August, the Twin Cities Freedom Value Centers are featuring Pepsi 12-packs for only $2.99, or any 2-liter Pepsi product for just 88 cents. That's Freedom Value Center celebrating 50 years of freedom.
You can be part of the excitement as Minnesota Wild Hockey begins its inaugural season at the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. Wildside Caterers is the premier food service provider in the area, and they're looking for good people like you who are seeking a part-time job that supplements your income. Flexible hours, competitive wages, free meals, and access to game tickets just adds to the excitement. Right now, Wildside Caterers is interviewing for the following positions: restaurant supervisor, food and cocktail servers, bartenders, door hosts, bussers, suite catering captains, attendants and cashiers, runners, banquet housemen, lead cooks, prep and pantry cooks, carvers, performance cooks, and utility workers. Come apply in person at 350 St. Peter Street on the 10th floor of the Lowry Building in downtown St. Paul for an immediate interview, or call Wildside Caterers Job Hotline, 651-221-0815. 651-221-0815.
You're at the coffee maker. You know, the 90s equivalent to the water cooler. And everyone's talking about an outrageously low airfare to some exotic city. And you're thinking, at least they're not talking about great deals to places you'd actually go to, because that would really make you angry. And they keep chatting it up, saying they found all these airfares on the internet. And you say, who has time to surf? Then you realize they're talking email. They didn't log on. They didn't surf. These fares were sent automatically to them. They even picked the destinations ahead of time. It's called Fare Watcher from Travelocity.com. It automatically sends you email updates when there are low fares to the destinations you're looking for. Yeah, that, Travelocity.com. The most powerful reservation system on the planet. Over 40,000 hotel properties, 95% of all the world's airline seats, and over 50 rental car companies. And just when you think you're handling this news pretty well, you realize everyone is staring at you because you just crushed a styrofoam cup of burning hot coffee in your fist. Ouch. Travelocity.com. Powered by Sabre. Go virtually anywhere.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Brad Sherwood is our guest tonight. You would recognize him from Whose Line Is It Anyway? The big hit, third season. Thursday nights, ABC, number one network. And on twice, 8 and 8:30. Yeah?
Yep.
Run right back there. Back to back. And Drew Carey does the host slash moderator.
Mm-hmm. And he plays a game at the end of the show as well.
Seems like a pretty cushy gig. I'm going to watch that Family Guy. I think that's on tomorrow night. I love that show. I really love that Family Guy. And I'm really, I don't want to steal any of Brad's thunder, but that show needs help.
Unacceptable. What show?
Who's Family Guy?
Family Guy needs help?
No, I mean, it needs people to watch.
Oh,
it.
I see.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's doing fine.
You're starting a grassroots campaign.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to start a letter writing campaign, except for I can't write. Other than that, I'd be willing to.
The Family Guy had just been sort of come out around year two of The Simpsons. It'd be a smash.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, came a little late, but they renewed it, and I think they're doing more episodes, so that's fine. And plus, Seth MacFarlane sent us a basket.
You?
Oh, he sent me a basket? Didn't he send us a basket? Remember, we got a basket, you idiot, 2 weeks ago.
Was that the wine?
We gibbied it up.
Yeah. It's very nice.
You got the it's really funny when Drew and I divvy up a basket. It's like, hey, give me the cashews. Don't poke out the cashews. All right, give me the smoked cheddar.
You want that weird Swedish box of chocolate squares that are like half mint and half nutmeg, something
like
that.
And the sugar nuts.
Yeah. And then there's always some kind of bizarre Southwest hot and spicy dates or some sort of bizarre something, and it's like, what the hell is that?
And some, like, dinner crackers from Portugal in a box that you've never seen in your entire life.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to open a company where we serve baskets with nothing but goulash in them. Just filled to the top with great Hungarian veal goulash.
California goulash baskets.
That's right. Big basket of goulash.
It comes with a special ladle.
Oh,
bowls.
Randy?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 23.
Yeah, I call because I have a serious issue with commitment. I think, well, that's what I'm told. The reason why is because, well, I have several friends that are living with girls or have been dating girls for months, yet I have yet to date a girl longer than a month, and I get really picky whenever I date with them.
By picky, you mean you pick them apart and you find reasons not to continue dating them?
Well, I call it Seinfeld syndrome.
Yeah.
It's like there might be one little thing about them that bothers me.
Right.
And it will drive me nuts.
Yeah.
That must be a very unhappy way to go through life.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm just shallow or what, but it's asinine.
It doesn't make you unhappy?
Yeah, it makes him unhappy.
It makes me unhappy. I'm frustrated. I'd like to settle down, maybe maintain some stability, but it's something I can't control.
Do you get anything out of this?
I don't know. Maybe subconsciously. I'm not sure.
What do you think you get out of it?
I don't know. Well, for instance, one of the last girls I dated, every time she said goodbye to me, she would say, instead of goodbye or just see you later, she would say toodles. The word tools, and it would drive me absolutely insane.
Why'd she tell you like that?
Well,
you do what I do. You just hit them. You just take a swing at them.
Well, when I first heard it, I was like, what the hell is that?
No. And don't hit them in the face. You don't want to mark them up. But give them a good shot in the gut. Give them a good hook to the ribs. Maybe see if you can catch a kidney. Now, hey, Randy?
Yeah.
Here's the deal. You're 23.
Uh-huh.
I was this way when I was 23.
Me too.
Thank God I'm this way now, 36.
Oh,
no, it'll wear off. It'll work its way out. You know what you're doing, right?
Right.
You're aware of what you're doing. Keep an eye on yourself. Next time you hook up with someone and they say toodles and you find yourself being annoyed by that, realize what you're doing, right?
Right.
And keep an eye on yourself. Listen, everybody. Step back and take a look at yourself. There should be a part of you that sort of hovers over you, look and monitors yourself, like one of those bank cameras.
Called observing egos.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. True. If I hovered over you, I'd take a leak on you.
Thanks.
There you go.
But listen, he's avoiding intimacy, avoiding vulnerability.
Right.
So.
Suzette?
It's not right for
you.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I live with my boyfriend, and his mother told me not to make hickeys on each other because it could cause some kind of skin problem.
A big purple mark.
No, I mean like cancer or something.
Nope.
True, very true.
Nope.
Very true.
Nope.
It can't?
Nope.
No, that is true. This is,
mental note, do not name children Suzette.
Yeah, living with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
16.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, me and my mom have some problems, so...
How's your boyfriend?
He's 18.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
No, she signed me away to his mother. And
oh, my goodness.
She's, like, my legal guardian.
His mom?
Yeah.
And she lets you live with him?
Yeah.
And how's that signing away work? The UPS guy dropped you off?
Did you get a dowry?
No.
There you go, sign here. Oh, and just initial this. There you go.
No, actually, I ran away with him, and then my mother just said, you just could live with him.
Was your mother sort of physically, was she whooping you all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why kids run away.
All right.
When they're being abused in the house, either sexually or physically.
All right. Hey, Suzette.
Yeah.
Here's your number one priority.
Don't get pregnant.
No, that's number two. Number one is worship me as a guy, and then number two is don't get pregnant.
I won't.
Are you pregnant currently?
No.
Have you already had a child?
No.
Okay.
Are you using birth control?
Yeah.
What are you using?
Ortho's tricycline.
All right. Very good. Very yes. good. Stay on that. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't worry about the hickeys.
Don't worry about the skin cancer.
Okay.
No, think about how dangerous leeches would be then.
Right. Okay.
All right, bye.
Good luck to you there. Didn't Annie Coffin die that way? Who died that way? Is that
leeches?
Famous? No, hickeys. Who was that? I'm trying to think who that was. What is it with the hickey? And listen, there is no whiter, trashier move than hickey. Actually, the Latinos are into it, too, but I don't think the blacks are in it because this didn't show up. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Who knows? But it is one of those instincts that is bizarre to me. And listen, if you want to prove to the world that you're in love, get the person a goddamn ring or a tennis bracelet or something, but don't leave black and blue marks all over their neck.
If you're in the dating world, when you're dating someone and you're fooling around, and have you ever had that hickey paranoia where they're starting to suck just a little bit? You're like, hey, no.
Yeah.
Don't leave a mark.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like,
buzzkill.
You're making out with someone, and they go down, and they're like looking on your neck, and all of a sudden, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm trying to enjoy myself, but am I getting a hickey?
Yeah.
And what's going on here?
Hickey phobia, I think.
Yeah,
I've had that many a time.
That's where I grab the clock alarm and just bash him over the head with it.
Yeah, pycnophobia.
Yeah, throw that dude right out of my room.
Break.
Huh?
Break.
Huh? All right, we'll take a break.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What is this place? You've been hitting the warehouse district for years, but you've never walked into a club like this before. At first, your senses are overwhelmed. A leopard print carpet, a disco ball. This lounge is definitely singular. You've just walked into Club Ache, Minneapolis's premier cigar and cocktail lounge. Club Ache features an elegant front room with the Twin Cities' largest selection of cigars and a bar full of top shelf liquor. Be Club Ache's guest on Wednesdays and Thursdays as they showcase local jazz musicians from 8 to midnight. And now, on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9:30, join Thorne for Scotch and Cigar Night. Club Ache will offer samples of fine scotch and a complimentary cigar for you to enjoy. Friday and Saturday night, explore your wild side with Club Ache's 70s dance music in the back room dance floor. Your selfish side will be most attracted to their new private room, complete with your own TV and waitstaff. For event planning, call 673-9694. For an immediate, unique experience, slip in tonight. 322 First Avenue North, Club Ache. Take a smoke break.
What do you got there?
Broadway Pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway Pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway Pizza has been making the Twin Cities' most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Have some lately? Wow, are your allergies ever bad today?
Yeah, every year I get these hay fever symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and itchy eyes just because I'm allergic to ragweed pollen. I'm miserable.
Well, maybe you should check this out. I just saw an ad in the paper for Clinical Research Institute in downtown Minneapolis. It says they are looking for volunteers to test an investigational allergy treatment. You have to be age 15 to 85, in good health, and be allergic to ragweed pollen. You'll receive study-related medication and testing at no cost. Compensation is available for participation. You should check this out. The way you feel, I think you qualify.
That sounds like a great idea. How do I get involved?
You just need to call Clinical Research Institute. The number is 612-333-2200 and press 5. That's 612-333-2200 and press 5.
Hi, this is John DeMint from New Balance Twin Cities and Schuler Shoes. In Minnesota, there are 270,000 people that have diabetes. Every hour, 21 people die because of complications from diabetes. Your support saves lives. Now through August 28th, New Balance Twin Cities and Schuler Shoes will donate $5 to the American Diabetes Association for every pair of New Balance shoes purchased at our stores. Their mission is to prevent and cure diabetes and to improve the lives of all people affected by diabetes. New Balance is the only athletic shoe that comes in widths from narrow to double wide and women's size 6 to men's size 18. At New Balance Twin Cities and Schuler Shoes, we'll always ask to measure your feet to give you the best fit we can. You can get a great fitting pair of New Balance shoes, and $5 will go to help find a cure for diabetes. Schuler Shoes and New Balance Twin Cities, independently owned and operated. St. Louis Park, Bloomington, Maple Grove, Golden Valley, Roseville, and St. Cloud. So hurry in today to Schuler Shoes and New Balance Twin Cities to get a great fitting pair of New Balance shoes.
For the best diamond value in Minnesota, check out the featured prices at SpenceDiamonds.com. Then visit us at our Roseville or Bloomington showrooms. I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, you'll see the largest selection of engagement ring designs in the state, and you'll find far better prices than anywhere else for similar diamonds. That's because we can do things other jewelers can't. At Spence Diamonds, our in-house diamond cutting and ring manufacturing and our overseas importing division eliminate several middlemen. Traditional jewelers buy from those wholesalers. That's why it's so hard for them to match our prices. At Spence Diamonds, with fewer middlemen to pay, we can offer better value than anyone else. See our featured diamond prices online at SpenceDiamonds.com, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington and save money on quality diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Dude, you guys are going to go back in time.
Yeah!
You are going to have the most
plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNZ Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Brad Sherwood is our guest tonight. From whose line is it anyway? ABC. In its third smash year on the number one network in the United States and possibly the world, the fabulous ABC. Thursday nights, 8 and 8:30. Two episodes hosted and moderated by the great Drew Carey, personal friend of mine, very close friend of mine. You see eye to eye on just about every topic. I just assumed I hadn't met him before because he was a big celebrity.
Can you remember now?
Now I do remember that that Drew Carey was on our TV show. It's just
he was on with the other guy that's on.
Ryan Stiles?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now it's all coming back to me. I got to stop getting high before we do that show. I think it affects my memory and performance. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And you ready to get back here, Drew?
Yeah.
Get going? Okay. Here we go. Elizabeth?
Yes?
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
That's one of those radio things, by the way, when I asked Drew, so you ready to get going?
Uh-huh.
That means I'm, like, killing time while I'm kind of looking up at the board and trying to figure out what number to push on my keypad here.
I bet.
Drew, you ready to keep the party going, brother?
Yeah, dude, let's go.
Let's rock and roll. What do you say? Let me give the time and the weather out real quick, and then...
I knew you were going to do that.
What's up, Elizabeth? You're 19.
Okay. About a couple months ago, me and my boyfriend decided to take a break because... We're getting a little serious.
Right.
And
who decided that?
Huh?
Who decided?
We both did because we're both getting pressure from our family, so we just decided to slow it down.
Pressure to get married?
No. Just to slow it down because we would, you know, just fool around in front of our family, just, you know, playfully, but we just decided to calm it down.
Elizabeth, stop blowing Steve and finish your meal.
Anyway,
there's something missing
from
that.
When we were on a break, he decided to hang out with a couple of our friends, and he got high, and he had a little threesome with one of my female friends and one of my male friends. And
what's wrong with that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And did he have contact with the male friend?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of contact?
Well, he gave him oral.
Yeah. Good night.
You know, it's funny. It's like, the family's like, okay, you two get back together and start getting it on again, would you? Right on the dinner table. Just go ahead and clear the table. Start bumping him.
Get back to monogamous.
Yeah, please.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Elizabeth, there's a bunch missing here.
Yeah.
I find this out after. I can't go to church in the evening, and my friend who was involved in this pulled me off to the side and told me what happened. I totally broke down.
In church, he told you?
Yeah, right during the service. We had like a little revival or something. I don't know.
Kind of bad form.
Yeah.
What kind of decorum is that? I'm not a religious man, but I know that goes against some tenet of the church.
Sounds about
it?
A revelation, huh?
Sacrament.
Yeah, pretty right. much. Well, I kind of like totally broke down. I told him how I felt.
Him?
My
boyfriend.
Oh, your ex-boyfriend.
And, yeah, and well...
What do you mean how you felt?
Just of what happened.
Well, how did you feel?
like he tore up my heart, chopped it into little pieces, sauteed it.
Yeah, here's back again to the breakup part, really? Where you guys were taking time out.
Well,
that was not a mutually agreed upon. Elizabeth, baloney. Come on.
No, it isn't. All right. I mean, seriously, we were because I'm older than him. And the thing is that when I turned 19, he was still 17.
Okay.
So yeah.
Who cares? Listen, all nonsense.
No,
I was 19. He was 17. My family didn't like us.
That's all baloney.
I'm serious.
All right, listen, you denial queen. This thing's over. You understand? It's over. Every time you see him, every time you kiss him, you're going to picture a penis in his mouth. All right, it's over.
Thank you for putting that picture in my head.
It was already there.
He wanted to be out of this relationship, and then you put all these sort of weird explanations for why it had to end, but he wanted out.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 19, and that's fine.
And the family wanted out, but look, he wanted out, and he got out, he started to do his thing.
And
he's out.
He may be bi, who knows.
And you'll see him at a rave in about 5 years with a pink wig on, and it'll all be good.
Well, Elizabeth, the point is, start with the point at which you broke up. That was not a negotiation that ended in some sort of treaty that you...
Well, their family was tired of seeing a make out.
Yeah.
Listen, if I had a nickel for every time my family intervened when I was making out with a woman and caused the end of a relationship, I'd be a rich man right now. And what about, she said how he pulled her heart out, chopped it up into pieces, sauteed it, and ate it.
Yeah.
Where do you leave, when do you leave that stage in life when you start talking about what people are doing to your heart?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't do it. I'm 36. I don't do that. Honey, you yanked my heart out. You threw it on the ground. You stomped on it. Then you had one of your buddies who drives a backhoe, and he ran over it. And then a dog came over and urinated on it. Yeah. And then some coyotes fought over it and tore it to pieces.
And at Federal Express, to an address that didn't actually exist, with no return.
With no return, right. There's some point when you just go, hey, stop screwing me over. Like, you don't start talking about your heart, you just talk about you.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It's the written part where you realize your heart is just you.
Yeah.
It represents you, so you might as well just replace heart with you. Quit screwing me.
Yeah.
But you stop with that ripping the heart out stuff. I think it should be about 17, 18. Do you think, with the heart?
You also lose the desire to live.
What about other organs, like a liver, pancreas, things like that?
Those start falling out after age of 70.
Yeah, but when do you stop accusing people of tearing that out? And
tearing out my liver.
It starts around 70, understand?
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah.
What's up? Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
You know what it's like to have a lady pull your heart out, show it to you, and then put it in a Cuisinart and liquefy it, and then feed it to her cousin who has a locked jaw through a straw?
Yeah,
because that's
that.
Happened to me, man.
I hate that. I had a girl that was kicking me in the spleen once.
Yeah, you know what it's like when someone pulls out your heart and then puts an M80 into it and then lights it and shoves it in your neighbor's mailbox, man, and your heart is all over the neighborhood. You know what that feels like, man?
Oh, that sucks, because then you got to see it everywhere, too. I mean...
Yeah.
That blows.
Yeah. You know what it's like when someone pulls your heart out and they throw it in one of those tree shredders?
All right.
Okay.
Sweet.
Chris.
Okay. First off, I was just wondering, last week you had some chick that called you up that was all talking about getting with her aunt and uncle and a bunch of other people.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Anything ever happened with that?
I don't know.
We didn't really believe it.
No, you didn't.
I'll tell you what happened. We started seeing each other shortly after that call. And you know what that bitch did? She pulled my heart out and she fed it to a hungry koi.
pond full of hungry, heart-eating koi.
Hungry koi. Yeah. But a taste for heart. Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
Okay. I thought that was funny.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Another question?
The question was, I've got this, she's basically my girlfriend. I've known her forever. But she's just not as sexually attractive to me as some other women.
Yeah.
And I don't know, when I think of somebody like I'd like to get married to or someone I'd like to spend a long time with, it's her. But on the other hand, I know I want to have, like, a good and healthy sexual relationship.
What's happening with you guys?
Mostly we just hang out, you know, I mean.
No physical relationship.
There's not a whole lot.
Well, let's be clear here. There's no physical relationship.
Well, a little bit of nookie.
Yeah, I mean, there's right. You know.
How long has it been? How long have you been with her?
I've known her for probably 6 or 7 years.
Now, hang on. Wait. Now, Adam, let's say we're talking to Chris's girlfriend, quote, girlfriend, unquote.
Yes.
How would she describe this relationship?
Hang on. Drew, I don't know what dark and crappy pet. What are you trying to do, yank my heart out, put pepper on it, saute it? No, I don't know where you're going. They have a little bit of physical contact, not much.
What is the nature of that physical contact?
Nothing more than little, you know, petting, necking.
Drew, yes, Drew's right. I apologize, Drew. So she's not really your girlfriend.
No, it's
we asked her, she goes, oh, this guy Chris, we've been friends forever. He's so nice. He details my car for me twice a week.
Chris who, yeah.
Yeah, Chris who.
Well, but the thing that threw me on that is he was saying he wasn't that attracted.
She's not that attracted.
I thought he said he wasn't that attracted to her. And
right.
He wanted to fool around before he got married or something.
That's what
I said. Well, it's more of a, I know that, you know, I love her a lot and...
Wait a minute.
Friends, but it's not in a sexual way.
All right, hold on. You're not that attracted to her.
Right.
Okay, Drew, you read the screen. That was your mistake. And you got screwed up because you read, the screen says how to make a girl sexually attractive to him. Oh, no, you're right. You did read the screen. Hey, can we edit that part of the show out?
Chris, the deal is she's not that attracted to you, and because she's not, there is no sexual relationship. There would be if she were open to it. Right.
Okay, but why did he call and say she wasn't attractive to him?
Because he's covering for the fact that she's just not available for a sexual relationship. He'd love to have one.
If she would let you, would you hump her?
Probably not yet.
Not yet. You want to give another 6 years?
I'm more of a purist, you know, wait till after marriage thing.
Purist? You're a pussy is what you are. Forget about purist.
That's right.
That's right. All right. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here, but you're sinking a lot of time and a lot of effort into something that ain't going to work. Find a new one and move on. Someone is into you. So, listen.
It should be easier than
that. Here's the deal, everybody.
Friendville. He's just in Friendville. Mm-hmm.
Drew's right. Drew's instinct was right. He started off by... Here's how he started it. He started by saying, this is my girlfriend of a long time.
Right.
And I'm losing interest in her physically. I'm just not into her. And I want to have other experiences.
And I was thinking, all right,
he's done with his old girlfriend.
Oh, no. He said... He was very much more covert and convoluted. Like, there's this girl. She's basically my girlfriend. Well, I've known her my whole life. We hang out. We're friends. Do you have a physical relationship? Yeah. And so I just love her, and I'd marry her. It went on and on and on like that.
You know what's great? Women,
you see your breasts? Yeah.
Women could turn cornholing into a handshake, and guys can turn a peck on the cheek into a tour de fer, you know, into 9.5 weeks in front of the refrigerator. Yeah. It's great. We both have our own agendas. Guys are going this way. Girls are going that way. Sometimes they cross in the middle. But this guy's living in fantasy land.
Totally.
And listen, guys, please. If you spend X amount of time with a woman, it becomes weird after a certain point. It just does. They become like family. It's strange. You know what it's like? It's like eating a pig you made friends with. It really is. You buy a pig and you raise Wilbur and you take care of it and you nurse it, and then Wilbur's like 3 years old and Thanksgiving is coming up. You go out and slaughter it. No way. Meanwhile, you're eating bacon every day because you're eating strange pig. But you can't eat familiar pig.
And it's eat friendly pig.
Same with the vagina. You cannot eat familiar vagina. It has to be strange vagina that you eat. Strange, bizarre vagina.
Things to your heart.
That's right. It'll clog your arteries. You need to find a new woman. There's a little window. Get in there and then slaughter her and eat her before you can rest with her. It is true about my pig. I've never been righter than my pig analogy, though, right, Drew?
Yeah, never.
James.
Hey.
You're 16.
I am, and I'm calling from Canada, and I want to let you guys know that Canada loves you.
Hey, really? I'll be in Canada next week.
Canada.
Whereabouts are you going?
Via Scotland.
Yeah, that's a horrible Canadian accent, by the way, James.
Is it?
Yeah.
How's this, eh?
That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right, and I want to let you guys know that...
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from British Columbia.
Where?
Victoria.
Okay.
On the island.
All right.
And we now in the province of BC, we get the morning after pill.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, how do you get this show over there?
Seattle.
Seattle?
I guess so. Yeah, The Buzz, 100.7. And I get all my friends to listen to you guys. You guys are great.
Great.
Yeah, and the only problem with Canada is I haven't seen the man show.
Well, you know what, James? Interestingly enough, next week, Jimmy and myself are going to Toronto as ambassadors of the Man Show and of Goodwill because the Comedy Network in Canada is going to pick up the Man Show.
Best show on television, the Man Show.
Oh, that's Jesse Ventura.
I am hoping it's going to be the best.
It will be. So we'll be up there, and you'll find it there soon. Thanks.
I'll be looking for it.
What is your question?
I'm wondering what the long-term effects of mushrooms are.
I don't know.
With health.
We don't really know. It presumably is the same as other hallucinogens. Yeah. That is the same chronic mood disturbances, anxiety.
It's less, though.
It's less. People don't use enough of it, at least yet, to really see those.
I've said that many times, too, Drew. I agree. People should use more mushrooms. Yeah. I'm with Drew on this one. We got to start a campaign.
But again, hallucinogens are the one of the categories that really does seem to be associated with brain damage.
How many? How often you eat the mushrooms over there?
I decided to quit it. I don't like it, but I used to do it every 2 weeks, I guess. But I decided to stop.
How many times did you do it? You think?
Six times total.
Yeah.
I used to do it every 2 weeks. How many times did you?
Not a boy, Adam.
That's great. All right, James, you're fine.
Can you guys?
All right, now we'll be up there. Listen, you got that good beer in Canada. You don't need the drugs. We'll be up there.
I'll go to Whistler.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, you never did the mushrooms, I guess.
No.
Hey, not going to talk about it on the air.
No, never.
Brad, you ever do the mushrooms?
One time.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
I laughed a lot.
Yeah, me too. My side hurt the next day.
Lots of giggling.
Everything is bizarre when you're high on mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's great. And as I've said, and I haven't talked about this in, gee, seems like a few years, but... Here's what's interesting about mushrooms and all hallucinogens, but especially mushrooms for some reason. And Brad, you tell me if you identify with this at all. I've done mushrooms probably 3-4 times, maybe 5 times in my life. You can only do them like every 4 years because your side hurts for 3.5 years after you do them because you're laughing. But here's the deal. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of rituals that go on in society that you don't pay attention to because you don't have time to, because your head would explode. There's just a lot of ass that goes on, everything from women pressing, you know, false eyelashes onto their eyelids to what goes on at a Benihana at any given time that you would really freak out over if you really sat down and thought about it, but you never do because you're too busy and your mind doesn't work that way, and that's good because we'd all go insane. But when you get high on mushrooms, man, it's like somebody dropped you down from a spaceship, and you sit there. And I remember watching a commercial for Lee Press-On Nails, and I was like, so the women take pieces of red plastic, the humanoid women, and they stick it to the end of their claws there, and it makes... the little red, and I guess the red must be blood, and that makes them longer. And then men, the male species, are more attracted to them because those red sort of blood claws are longer on their hands. And I thought, that's weird. What's up with that? And then a monster truck commercial came on, and I saw big trucks smashing smaller trucks, and people standing up and cheering, and it was Ford versus Chevy, and stadiums of people like going nuts. And I thought, wow, this is a really weird society we're right in the middle of. And let's not get high on mushrooms again because I'm really starting to freak out. And you don't notice all this stuff because you're right in the middle of it, but you get high on mushrooms and you'll notice it. And it's weird.
You're aware of the minutiae. the strange aspects of the world.
Yeah. And you haven't thought about it, but the concept of sticking a nail onto the end of your nail to be longer and redder than your nail is pretty weird if you're not used to it.
Good thing you didn't see a Tommy Boo commercial or something, or Ginzu.
Yeah, you know where I find all these beautiful bitches? I make money in real estate. I come to this country from Vietnam 20 years ago. I have nothing. I float over in crock pots. Now I have this. I have helicopter. I have helicopter made by Ferrari. You want women? You want women? You see this boat? You see this boat? That's my boat. That's my toy. That's my toy. You see that Ferrari? That's my toy. You see those bitches? Those coke bitches? Those tow cars, I put them on my toy and I drive around in them. I have all this, all from real estate. See this picture? That's not my family, but that's family that could be like my family when I come from Vietnam. I have huge breasts and I'm skinny. I'm not fat. Do you remember Tom Fu? I think he's in jail or something right now. You want to make money like me? Oh, you soft. You sissy. You don't want to work hard. You want to make money? You want this? That's my toy. You see that square boat? That has 370 horsepower VO. That V8 engine in there, that's my toy. And that Ferrari, that's my toy. And I have Lamborghini, too. That's my other toy. And see this driveway? Half circle. I start on one side, I end up on the other side. You won't be like me or you won't be pussy. Stay home, get fat. You see this Lego? That's my son toy.
Did you spend my balls?
Yeah, it was great. He drives a great infomercial, late night real estate. And then they have commercials, and then they have these, like, testimonies. Tom Vu showed me how to buy a $3 million commercial property with no money down. They gave us money to buy it. Like, and it's like, I always say, then I buy a house, and they're like, yeah, we're going to need 25% plus closing costs. I'm like, wait a minute, what about no money down? It was like, are you high?
Pay me to buy this house.
Are you still high on mushrooms? Yeah, it's like, but Tom Vu says, no money down. I think he's in jail, I really do. And I want to get Tom Vu out of jail just so he can make more information.
It was a chance to demonstrate down the DNC.
Yeah. Forget about the black guy who shot the cop in Philly. I'm going down there, and I'm going to get Tom Vu out of jail. You got the guts to make money like me? You want toy? That's my toy. That Ferrari, that's my toy. I drive Ferrari into my helicopter.
Oh, boy.
There's like 15 blonde chicks on the bow of his ship as he drives it.
Megan, 16, yeah. What's going on?
What's up?
Not much.
You got guts or you scared?
You have a question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
About 3 days ago, I had anal sex with this guy, and he came, and, like, I went to the bathroom afterwards, and, like, some of it came out, and I'm worried that I'm pregnant from it. Like, what are the chances of me being pregnant?
You mean, like, it traveled somehow?
It came out.
Yeah, but it gravity dictated that it went away from you, yes?
What?
Okay, there's this thing called gravity. It's what holds you to the ground.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, who is this guy?
Just some guy I met.
Tom Vu.
You let me cornhole you, or you got guts? All right. You want cornhole 16-year-old? You do it through real estate. I come here with nothing. I clean dishes. My family clean dishes. Now I have all this. This is where I keep my toys. That's a garage. Hey, Megan?
Yeah.
All right, you're not pregnant, but unprotected anal sex?
Yeah.
That's going there.
What?
Right, you can get sexually transmitted diseases that way, and that's the best way, the most effective way to contract one.
How old's the guy?
19.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's great. He's a keeper, this guy. Right, is he your boyfriend?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. What would you let your boyfriend do to you? Rape you with a bowling pin or something?
No.
All right. How long have you known this guy?
About, like, 3 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Do you like him?
No.
Oh, my God. Megan, what's up?
Wow, what chicks are letting guys who they don't even like do to them these days? It breaks my heart.
When I was 16?
Oh, my God. No way.
Megan, what's up?
I don't know.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
Where's Daddy?
He's sleeping.
In prison?
You an alcoholic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
no kidding.
All right. Hey, baby.
What?
I know Daddy's an alcoholic, but can you stop acting out a little bit? Take it easy on your ass?
Don't
the fact that he is not a great guy, not available in the way you need him, doesn't mean that you have to pick up the banner and continue to abuse yourself. You might do some things that are make you feel better about yourself. And I know it gives you some relief in the moment to do these sort of thrilling, you know, wild activities. But it makes you feel worse in the long run, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was like
done
with five people. So.
All right. Hey, Megan,
you're
going to
get pregnant.
Oh, man. This ain't going to get you pregnant, but you'll get pregnant some other way, all right?
Okay.
Don't get pregnant. You hear me?
Get the emergency contraception. Keep it in the medicine cabinet. In the meantime, get on the pill.
All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
We'll be right back. Call on the
1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World's drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos. Name brand stuff. Today's hottest superstars. Full length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Is there something for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it's priced to sell. Check out the deals on two packs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 Second Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail prices at wholesale gold and diamond distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or pear-shaped. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands, white gold, yellow, or platinum. The choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamonds today, 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
This announcement is for men 18 to 41 years of age who currently have advanced hair loss on the top of their head. You may qualify for a pharmaceutical company sponsored research study at the Minnesota Clinical Study Center if you have a history of progressive hair loss and currently have advanced hair loss on the top of your head. The Minnesota Clinical Study Center is looking for volunteers with advanced hair loss to participate in a research study using an approved oral prescription medication or a placebo for such male pattern hair loss. Two-thirds of the subjects will receive the approved medication. You must be in good general health and willing to go to their friendly office for 7 scheduled visits during 12 months. An evaluation will be made by a dermatologist. Volunteers who qualify and are enrolled into the study will be monetarily compensated. For more information, call the Minnesota Clinical Study Center at 612-502-2941. That's 612-502-2941.
What, I've got to read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grimes.
It's just a bomb.
Press the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember old Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best he could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Gosh, yeah.
Roll up his sleeves and start showering us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big cog to wind up two pellets in a parcel. This is where they start to piss me.
Sir, let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say. That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
Do
you think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Choose your tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
New York, the home of the Yankees, the Statue of Liberty, David Letterman. The kind of place where you feel safe walking in Central Park after dark.
Oh, my God!
No worries. Zone 105 wants to send you on an alternative classic vacation to see the Dave Matthews Band.
So much to say, so much to say, so much to say. All in every direction.
Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. The Dave Matthews Band in New York. From Burnsville Volkswagen, Northwest Airlines, sending Minnesota to over 750 cities worldwide. And alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is, that's not Dr. Drew. He's on the phone with the Emmy Award-winning Jimmy Kimmel. Brad Sherwood is our guest tonight from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Thursday nights, ABC, 8 and 8:30. Drew just hung up the phone with Jimmy. I'm guessing it was a medical thing, unless Jimmy just called to bust my balls on something.
Well, I'll just dispense false medical information until he gets back.
You're an improvisational actor. You can cover.
Have some Valium and drink a full bottle of vodka. Touch yourself in inappropriate places in public. That's it.
Thank you. Hmm? Drew, what did Jimmy want back there? Does he have a medical problem?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he is? Is he all right?
He's fine. He also wants to look at
Adrian. He's like, very preoccupied with the idea of under 16-year-olds and adults. I don't know.
He wants the age of consent?
Yeah.
Maybe it was that last call with the girl.
States. In certain states. Oh, I think it has to do with a movie idea or something like that. There you go. All right. And we're writing this
movie.
We're writing this movie for Ivan Reitman. And then actually, Jimmy does all the work on it.
Yeah.
And I sort of consult. Actually, I don't really consult. I just ask him how it's going. And we're supposed to have a meeting with Ivan Reitman, and we never do anything. And last time we met with him, he yelled at us.
What do you say?
He actually yelled at us.
What do you say?
So it's like, why are you wasting my time? I thought we were doing a movie, blah, blah, blah. So now we're supposed to meet with him in a couple of days. We haven't done anything yet.
That's good.
So we got to meet again.
That's good.
Oh, no, Jimmy's working on it.
I'm
prioritizing by framing my garage.
Not to encourage you, but he appreciated Tommy Boo. I wonder if he heard what's the woman's name?
Who's the woman?
The woman, the Asian woman you met in Las Vegas. Have you heard your imitation of her?
Has he heard my imitation of Minka?
Minka.
He was sitting there when Minka rammed her Korean shin into my American nuts. I'm number one, Oriental Big Boob Queen. You know why they like me? Because I'm skinny. I'm skinny and I have big boobs. And, you know, I don't need money. I don't want money. I don't need money.
Dance or something?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, this is Minka, the number one Asian big boob queen. And they like me because I have skinny ass and big boobs. Big boobs. And I don't want money. Okay, I'll give you three lap dances. That's $60. It's like, Minka, I thought you didn't want money. Come on. Get serious. Minka need money. I like that. Yeah, Minka and Tom Boo should hook up to start, like, a super race of annoying Asians.
See that Chevette outside? That's my toy. Minka Boo.
Minka Boo. Oh, the kids will collect and trade their Minka Boo dolls.
Minka Boo cards.
Minka, you get off my scarab boots. You get big boobs all over toy.
Jackie.
Yeah?
What's up, Jackie?
Adam, I can't wait for you to be in charge.
Oh, yes. You'll be the first to go, though, Jackie.
Can I, like, be on your campaign team or something?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you an important role. You're going to be the one that goes around at night and staples my picture to telephone poles.
Cool, I got one of those guns.
All right. You got a question for Brad?
Brad. Mm. I shouldn't say I love you because I don't know you, but I like you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've been to the taping of your show a couple times.
Oh, was I actually there?
Yes, you were there the first time.
Oh, good.
And then the second time you weren't on the show, but you were hanging out in the rafters.
Oh.
Well, they kicked him off for not being funny for a half season.
Yeah.
But then they let him back. He asked me not to talk about that over the air.
I was there the first time you guys did a takeoff on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when the show just came out. And it was very good. But so all the suggestions that you take from the audience, are they really used?
What do you mean, all the suggestions?
Like all the ones that we write down before the show starts?
You know, I have no idea about that because they show them to us when we're actually taping. So
yeah. They
have you guys write stuff down, and I think they take them back, and if they have 300 people there, you know.
Yeah, I was just curious. But I enjoy it when you're on.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And Adam?
Yeah.
I want you to tell the Volvo story again.
Volvo.
Oh, Volvo.
Please, because I heard the second half of it, and I was peeing in my pants.
All right, I'll tell it real fast.
Get on the can.
I, by the way, just saw my barber, Oscar, on Saturday. He gave me a haircut.
What's his full name?
Oscar's, I don't know what Oscar.
Villanueva?
Yeah, Oscar is from Spain. And he's a great guy. He's very jovial. Although, you know, sometimes you think there's foreign guys and you go, wow, this guy's stupid. And then you think, no, it's just a language barrier. And then you go, no, if he was back in his home country, he'd be considered stupid. But he's very friendly, very jovial guy. He has a very thick accent. And I said he's from Spain. And he talks to me while he's cutting my hair, and I try to correct his English. And he says to me the other day, this is 2 years ago, he goes, I'm thinking of trading in my Bobo for a Saab. And I said, you mean your Volvo for a Saab? And he says, that is right, my Bobo for a Saab. I said, no, Oscar, it's not a Bobo, it's a Volvo. Yes, right, the Volvo. No, Volvo. So, no. Okay, let's forget about Volvo for a second. Let's move on to the Saab. That's a Saab. No. Saab. Okay, that's it. Wait, Oscar, listen to me. You know the V that you're putting at the end of Saab? That V? You know, that V? Take that V, and let's take that V, and let's put it in the front. Let's graft it onto the front of Volvo. Okay, because we know you can say the V now because you're calling a Saab. Saab. Okay, now let's go Saab, right? Va, Saab. Now we go to the front, we put it at the front, we take the B off of Volvo, and we take the V from the Saab. So here, let's give it a try. Volvo. No. Volvo. Now, so he takes a number two pencil, he puts it in his mouth, he puts it across his mouth, like, whoa. Now he sounds like a retard mispronouncing Volvo. So still, blah.
We can hear him order the berry and cream pie.
And you know it's bizarre, and no one has fully been able to explain this to me. I don't speak any language but English, and I barely speak that. But if you told me slowly how to pronounce something in your native tongue, I could mimic it. And I look at him and I go, Oscar, Volvo. Volvo. No. Okay, I see. I think it worked. Okay, Venezuela. Can you say Venezuela? Venezuela. Okay, Venezuela. Venezuela. Volvo. Volvo. What? All right, now you're causing.
Volvo.
Right. At what point does it become combative?
Who's on first?
Sav. Oh my God! And I'm trying to think. I picked a good Spanish word, like a good food that was like sombrero or something like sombrero, right? Sombrero. Sav. How can you physically not say it? He physically could not move his mouth that way.
How was your hair after that?
Oh, it was a mess. I was outraged. Jason?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 20.
Yeah, Brad, I just got to say I love you from the old Who's Line.
Oh, thanks.
The British version.
Thank you.
I watch it every day.
It was funnier then. It was metric.
Oh, what?
The comedy was metric when we were in Britain.
Oh, yeah. Same here in Canada.
Mm.
We get that on the Comedy Network.
Jason?
Yeah. Man Show will be on the Comedy Network soon.
What is that? I'm not sure what that is.
Don't worry about it.
Comedy Network is a network.
What's
that,
the Man Show.
I'm just kidding. It's everything that is funny.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways, I was on Paxil, and I withdrew myself from that pill because the sexual side effects were too much for me.
How quickly did you come off it?
I was on it for about...
No, how fast did you withdraw yourself?
Oh, immediately.
You can't do that with Paxil. You'll have withdrawal. It feels very uncomfortable. You get dizzy and nauseated, and I just feel awful.
Exactly.
Go back on it.
Well, I started Effexor.
Effexor, interestingly, is the other antidepressant that causes a very intense withdrawal.
Yes, exactly, and I'm just noticing that 3 days ago.
You stopped Effexor now, too?
Yeah.
If you want to get on something not the drug you were taking that might help reduce the withdrawal symptoms, Celexa tends to be helpful that way and tends to be easier to get off of.
Okay.
So that's what I do with people. I either put them back on and take them off slowly, which is what you should have done, or put them on some Celexa for a while.
Celexa.
Where are you calling from, Canada?
Windsor. It's across. It's a river between Detroit.
Near Buffalo or something.
And how far is Toronto from Windsor?
Toronto is 400 kilometers, so road
about 3 miles.
250 miles north of Windsor.
Yeah, and so is Toronto closer to Detroit?
Windsor is right across. It's like we have a bridge.
Gaps. How far is Toronto from New York? It's close, right?
From New York, a plane ride is state or New York City.
Oh, New York City.
3 hours.
Really?
3 hour drive from Niagara Falls. And then, because Niagara Falls, Canada, and then Niagara Falls.
All right, listen, I don't care about. I don't know anything about geography, but I got a placemat with the map on it, and I was looking at the little dot of Toronto, and looking at the little dot of New York, and they're really about a quarter inch apart. And it's more than a quarter inch. I know it's more
the
like
the world map,
more like
right?
A foot.
The world.
No, I mean the distance from New York to Toronto was closer. Than San Francisco to L.A. I don't think it's a 3 hour plane flight, but maybe have really slow planes.
No, he's talking about driving. He was talking about driving.
Well, first he said plane.
No, driving.
At first he said plane.
3 hours from Niagara Falls driving.
I know, but first he said plane. He said plane flight, and then he went into the driving.
Mommy, Daddy, can't we get along?
No. You know what he should take? He should take a helicopter. That's my toy.
A Ferrari.
I bet you want one, too. You know why? You can't have. Because you're scared. You're scared to make money. You're scared to make money like Tom Vu. I'm rich. You see, I get all these women. They all cold calls. They want my money. And I give them money. Because I'm not scared.
You mean Tom Vu.
Tom Vu. My family, we come here in Crock-Pot. And now we have this. I wash dish.
I got Bobo.
I really wish I washed dishes for just like 10 minutes when I was 17 so I could tell everyone I used to wash dishes for a living. I think everyone should do that just on the off chance they become a celebrity or a millionaire. They could tell that story about washing dishes. Everyone should do some dishes. I mean, professional dishwasher.
I slept streets.
Did you?
Yeah. Dump trash, slept streets.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where? Oh, was that part of the community service after the coast bus? Very good. We'll take a break. We'll be back. 1-800-LOVE-191. This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
At Tony and Tina's wedding, we're celebrating a summer of love.
Hey, Tina, isn't that your Uncle Louie up there swinging from the chandelier?
No, Uncle Louie's dancing with the prince.
Oh.
That's the video guy swinging from the chandelier.
Okay, sure, summer is wedding season, but we guarantee no matter what the season, you've never been to a wedding like this. This is Tony and Tina's wedding at Hay City Theater in downtown Minneapolis. You're invited to attend Tony and Tina's somber wedding ceremony, then join the reception for a delicious Italian buffet dinner and dancing to live music. So this summer, join the family and join the fun during the summer of love at Tony and Tina's wedding. Tony and Tina will be tying the knot every Wednesday through Sunday all summer long. So call Ticketmaster today.
You know, Tina, I think Father Mark's had a little too much of the vino.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Tony. I didn't know he could sing That's Amore in Swedish.
Who knew?
Tony and Tina's wedding. Get invited.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
As you sit in your parents' basement after graduation, trying to decide which side of the laundry room the Black Sabbath poster should go, try this simple test. Open the door and listen. Is that the sound of prospective employers lined up outside, job opportunities in hand, waiting to talk to you? Maybe that was the wrong door. Try the other one.
Hello?
You must not have gone to Dunwoody Institute, where graduates of our 16 exciting programs in areas like machine tool and die, auto service, and automation technology are able to choose from an average of 6 job opportunities each after graduation. Call Dunwoody Institute today at 612-374-5800.
Want to learn how to develop and design interactive websites? Dunwoody is the place for you. Their new e-commerce development program begins December 1st. Learn HTML, Java, Visual Basic, and more. Call their admissions hotline to inquire or apply. 612-381-3081.
This weekend, 100 stores. Touchstone Energy Place at River Center. Listen to this. Sony JVC Pioneer, Sherwin Vega, Kenwood Alpine, Bosque. 4 stereos and car stereos to 70% off. Over 100 amps, receivers, and CD decks to choose from. CD players, 19. Car CD players, 39. 200 watt car MC kickers, 29. Detachable face car stereos, 29. Speakers and subwoofers, $7. Equalizers and crossovers, 19. Car alarms, 39. 6.9. Just $14 a pair. 3.5, 4-inch, 5-inch, 6-inch, 4x6, 5x7. And thousands of woofers starting at $9. Webcams, $49. Color bubble jet printers, $59. Pentium Complete internet-ready computers, $299. Color Pentium laptop computers, $399. Big screen, cordless phone, home theater system, Sega, Super Nintendo, and more. Now 70% off. Friday noon to 10, Saturday 10 to 9, Sunday 11 to 6. Emergency liquidation sale. Touchstone Energy Place at River Center.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah. I love that riff. Brad Sherwin is our guest tonight. He's from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Thursday night, ABC. 8 and 8.30, by the way. And Drew said he was heading to Capitol Hill to, what? What are you doing in Capitol Hill?
Doing a presentation for Advocates for Youth. It's a good group. And National NIDA, National Drug Abuse.
NIDA? Dude,
and we're going to get him, Ron Leshner, who's the guy, Mr. Ecstasy, is going to be out here. I'll get him on the show. Really answer all the questions on ecstasy.
Is Mr. Ecstasy a name he got in college? Or?
Yeah, ever since he...
Who calls him Mr. Ecstasy?
Me.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? Because he knows about it?
He knows everything there is to know about it. He's at the National Institute of Health. He is sort of the expert on ecstasy.
And so you're going to Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
I thought they only let models go there and talk about stuff they didn't know about.
I'm going to be replaced by the models. I have a little card I can read.
That's really cool. Great, who was that model who was in here?
Name?
Oh, can't think of her name. What? Beverly Peel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was, I'd say that was one of the greatest nights of my life. Beverly Peel was a guest, and she just got done speaking on Capitol Hill on behalf of Planned Parenthood, and I said to her, what'd you say? And she said, I don't know. And I said, well, how many of you don't know? Didn't you have to prepare something? Oh, no, they prepared it for me.
They gave me some cards. I
read some 3x5 cards. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, well, let me ask you a question about this morning after pill. She's like, huh?
Yeah.
And I thought, that's what's wrong with this country. We get models to speak out on behalf of things that the models don't really care about, and they're stupid, and they're not interested in it, and no one ever busts their balls on it because they're models. And then we have Beverly Peel standing in front of the folks on Capitol Hill talking about reading 3x5 cards about the teen pregnancy. It's great. Right. All right. Who should speak out on behalf of young people? Tom Vu. You scared? You want to make money, kiddies? You got guts like me? You want toys? You want toys? You want big boy toys? Just not toys, just not Lego.
Oh, boy.
Jeff?
Yes.
You're 28.
Yep.
What's up?
Well, you know, like, first off, say, hey, I really like your show, and I thought I would never find myself calling you guys, but...
here we are. So it's
here we are.
Hey, you know who I miss more than Tom Vu now that I think about it?
Minka.
Tony Little. Tony Little is the guy with the ponytail who's about 4 feet tall,
muscle.
And he's real buff, and he runs around, and he yells, technique! Technique!
And it's like, he'll say to somebody, hey, do a sit-up for me. Show me how you do a sit-up. And the guy, like, starts sitting down. No, that's all wrong. It's like, hey, Tony, can I get my ass onto the carpet before you do? No, take me. Yeah. Hey, do you want to hyperflex your deltoids? No. You just take me. He starts screaming at people. He's got this ponytail. It's always great when short guys under 5'5", decide to bulk up real big. That's a great look. The ladies really enjoy guys who are sort of wider than they are tall. So he just ran around and yelled technique at everyone. I miss him. Yeah. I could get him and Tom Vu together. Jeff?
Yeah.
All right. So what's up? You're obsessed with vibrators in his anus.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of strange. I'm heterosexual. I love women. I don't, you know, I'm not attracted to the opposite sex in any way. But
same sex.
Yeah.
The same sex.
That's
just
called a Freudian slip. That.
Yeah.
Same sex.
That wasn't really a Freudian slip. That was a Freudian.
Full on admission.
That was a Freudian.
Okay.
Was that a Freudian cartwheel?
No. But the thing is that I was married. I've been married for like 5 years, and I went through a divorce about 8 months ago. And 2 months prior to our divorce, I started getting this fetish about masturbation with vibrators in my ass.
You're gay.
In my anus.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know, I mean, is that normal, or is that something that you just, I mean, because it's mainly just with vibrators, and I started using my wife's vibrator, and just to...
Wait, there's a little another little Freudian Brody here.
Yeah.
Mainly just with vibrators?
Just mainly vibrators.
Mainly.
I haven't tried, I've stuck my finger in my butt.
The occasional finger, occasional table leg,
cucumber.
Nothing outlandish besides those
Ferrari.
Things. But, I mean, the thing is...
That's my toy.
I first started doing it because it gave me it gave me a better sexual kind of orgasm.
Because I was
sensitive down there.
Does your wife know what kind of mileage you're putting on that vibrator before she then puts it up her?
No, she didn't know. Because we're not married no more. And see, I got divorced. It was finalized back in January.
So the point is she's not using that vibrator?
She probably still is.
Yeah.
But, hey, I mean, I clean it off. I'm very, very...
Yeah, listen, you wiping it under the pit of your sweatshirt before you throw it back in the nightstand is not constitute cleaning
off. No. But my question is...
Yikes.
No, that's my question. Is it normal? I mean, I don't know. I just don't...
Listen, here, it's somewhere in between normal and gay. What I mean is, it ain't normal, but it doesn't make you gay, but it helps. A good attorney could prove you were gay.
Because I'm a very sexual person, so I like to have...
No kidding.
and it's just one of those things I just picked up lately.
All right.
Oh, well.
All right. Just keep an eye on it.
Keep an eye on it.
You're fine.
28.
You're not going anywhere.
At least it's safe sex.
It's
fine. You're fine.
Jeff, you're fine. Right. What do you do for a living?
What do I do? I'm a manager.
Way. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Manage people.
Yeah. Okay, manage people. Okay, try to keep this...
Restaurant? Minute. Restaurant management?
Yeah, no, actually, warehouse distribution.
Well, all right, hey, Jeff.
You have to be a tight ass. Wait a minute.
Let me give you a little piece of advice.
Uh-huh.
Don't get drunk at a Christmas party and start flapping your jaw about this one, all right?
No, I pretty much keep it under tight wraps.
And let me just give everyone a note. And by the way, if you're going to put a vibrator in your ass, I have one word for you. Technique! You're doing it wrong! Okay. Here's the deal.
It'd be a vibrator?
Vibrator. If you're going to ask the barber, pronounce it vibrator.
Vibrator.
If you're going to, there's certain things that you do in your life, and you think because you do them and because it feels natural and because it feels good that other people either do it or have a sympathetic anus, it is not true. Don't tell your buddies about this. Don't tell your coworkers about it. It's just between you and the vibrator, all right? But that's fine. Crystal?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
When I was between, 12 and 13, my best friend, who was, 24, she didn't have any other friends, and...
A 24-year-old was hanging out with a 12-year-old?
Yeah, I'm really mature, and...
Hey, you're 14. Do you hang out with 12-year-olds?
No.
Doesn't that kind of strike you as weird?
Well, yeah.
Okay, just think about that. Think about who that person must have been.
I know.
That even at 14, you don't hang out with 12-year-olds. She was 10 years older than you are now.
I... Well, she just moved in like a couple houses down from me, and she...
Well, then that explains.
Yeah, if she was within 170 feet of your house, then it's fine, by the way.
Well, she didn't have any other...
Kick the candle.
I babysat for her, too.
You bait?
She had a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay, so she was lonely. So what happened?
Well, she, her boyfriend of, like, since the day we're 13, we got, I don't know, we just, like, we didn't go all the way or anything, but we did a lot of stuff together. And, like, it was intimate and everything, but, like, and she found out because, I don't know, he blamed it on me, and he finally told her that it was all my fault.
How old is he?
He was, like, 24 at the time.
Right.
And, good deck.
And what did, what was her reaction to that?
We were both, like, hysterical, and I was more so than she was.
Yeah. She's 24. Christ's sake, so is he. You're in no position to render consent, let alone be responsible for that sort of thing.
Well, and then, so they moved back to where they came from, and,
Haiti?
Yeah. Crapville?
Pedophilia.
Hell, yeah.
No, and, they stayed together till, like, for, like, almost a year later, and, like, I just went to visit her over the summer, and, don't say where I'm from, okay?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't know where you're from.
Okay. Well, and I went to go visit her, and, they weren't together anymore, but he came to see the kids, and, I don't know, when I saw him, I was just, you know, I mean, that was the first person that I ever, you know, did anything with, and so,
What's going on here? Where's your parents?
Well, my mom left when I was in third grade.
All right, so now this is mommy.
Yeah, this is your new mom.
You got a new mom, except for she's effed up.
Well, just as effed up as mom was.
Oh, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah, well.
All right, and listen, the guy's a criminal. The girl's an idiot. You're 14. They don't live down the street anymore, right?
Right.
All right, good. Move on with your life and start acting 14.
You're 14, you're not 24.
All right.
It's reality.
And listen to me. All old people that want to hang out with young people, even if they're trying to help them,
flawed.
I don't trust them.
No.
Flawed. There should be the impulse of an adult wanting just to kind of kick it with a 13, 14-year-old, something's up with that person. Even if they're decent people, even if they're only raping them on rare occasion, still flawed. Don't trust them.
Creepy.
We'll take a break.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right
back. This is Adam Carolla. And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What is this place? You've been hitting the warehouse district for years, but you've never walked into a club like this before. At first, your senses are overwhelmed. A leopard print carpet, a disco ball. This lounge is definitely singular. You've just walked into Club Ache, Minneapolis's premier cigar and cocktail lounge. Club Ache features an elegant front room with the Twin Cities' largest selection of cigars and a bar full of top-shelf liquor. Be Club Ache's guests on Wednesdays and Thursdays as they showcase local jazz musicians from 8 to midnight. And now, on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9:30, join Thorne for Scotch and Cigar Night. Club Ache will offer samples of fine scotch and a complimentary cigar for you to enjoy. Friday and Saturday night, explore your wild side with Club Ache's 70s dance music in the back room dance floor. Your selfish side will be most attracted to their new private room, complete with your own TV and waitstaff. For event planning, call 673-9694. For an immediate, unique experience, slip in tonight. 322 First Avenue North. Club Ache. Take a smoke break.
What do you got there?
Broadway Pizza.
Smells great. I haven't had Broadway Pizza since I moved out of Northeast Minneapolis. Has it changed?
No way. Broadway Pizza has been making the Twin Cities' most delicious pizza for 50 years.
Weird.
What?
For a sec there, you sounded like a commercial.
That was nothing. Check this out. Broadway Pizza makes pizza with only fresh ingredients, homemade crust, premium toppings, and a rich tomato sauce that simmers for hours. I've been enjoying Broadway Pizza for years, and now that there are neighborhoods all over the metro, I can have it anytime I want it.
That was impressive. Is there a Broadway Pizza near me?
Oh, yeah. Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, New Brighton, Shoreview, Apple Valley, Coon Rapids, and Richfield, just to name a few. So next time I ask if you've had some lately, you have no excuse.
As long as we're talking about pizza, and that pizza you have there sure looks good.
It's the best. It's Broadway Pizza. How about you? Had some lately?
An increased need for entry-level to experienced IT professionals is the perfect opportunity for you to upgrade your skills and increase your earning power. Go with the experienced hands-on training leader, Premier Computer Education, a Microsoft-certified technical education center with facilities in Edina and Roseville. Only with Premier's exclusive hands-on live computer network labs will you find a learning experience that prepares you for the real world and industry certification, such as MCSC, MCSD, CCNA, OCP, and more. Tailor a learning plan with Premier staff to include real-world projects with the latest skills in demand computer networking with Windows 2000, Cisco, e-commerce, web development, programming, Oracle, and more. Premier's flexible scheduling puts you in charge of your training schedule and offers 24/7 technical lab access and online learning. You can start today.
Check out Premier this Thursday at 6:30 for IT Career Night. Call 831-2960. You'll also meet Premier staff and real-world IT recruiters. Go to premiertraining.com or call 831-2960.
When you're ready to shop for a wedding set, you should visit the Shane Company. Our white gold bridal collection and our platinum department offers you the largest choice of unique styles in the state. I'm Tom Shane, and I promise you'll enjoy a pleasant shopping experience with us. Our staff will help you find a unique set to reflect your personality. Our people aren't paid on commission, so there's never any pressure at the Shane Company. Because we don't have the center diamond yet mounted in our sets, you don't have to worry about the price of your set. Once you fall in love with it, then we'll find a loose diamond to match your taste. Our quality standards are the highest because we guarantee you a full lifetime of satisfaction. Whatever style bridal set you seek, we'll help you realize your desires.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
You can be part of the excitement as Minnesota Wild Hockey begins its inaugural season at the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. Wildside Caterers is the premier food service provider in the area, and they're looking for good people like you who are seeking a part-time job that supplements your income. Flexible hours, competitive wages, free meals, and access to game tickets just adds to the excitement. Right now, Wildside Caterers is interviewing for the following positions: restaurant supervisor, food and cocktail servers, bartenders, door hosts, bussers, suite catering captains, attendants and cashiers, runners, banquet housemen, mead cooks, prep and pantry cooks, carvers, performance cooks, and utility workers. Come apply in person at 350 St. Peter Street on the 10th floor of the Lowry Building in downtown St. Paul for an immediate interview, or call Wildside Caterers Job Hotline, 651-221-0815, 651-221-0815.
Minnesota's largest on-air collection of alternative classics. This is Zone 105 Music.
Why would you
The alternative revolution lives on. 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. True, and a rare entertainment.
Oh, no.
All right, I want to thank Brad Sherwood for coming in here. Whose line is it anyway, everybody? Thursday night. Just three short days before that's on TV. Mark it on your calendar. Brad?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks
my
for
pleasure.
Out.
Thanks for the sound booth. That was delightful. The Bobo story.
Yeah, Bobo and Tom Boo. Yeah, we really got it all in tonight. If I had only done Tim the Russian Rascal,
oh,
the
please.
Trilogy would have been
good. It would have been a xenophobe trilogy.
So... until next time, this is Adam Crow for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Well, I was wondering, what's more?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Andy.